Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Coffee, I've got a headache.
Oh no.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are we recording?
Yeah. Great.
Hi, Claudie.
Hi, Evie. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Who are you?
I'm Claudia.
And you're the...
Oh, yeah, I'm one of the hosts of the Poodcast. Who are you?
I'm one of the hosts of the Poodcast too, and we are breaking that poo taboo, and we are here for a new year special.
New year.
It's not a special, it's just the
new us.
I don't think it is. And I don't think it should have to be. I'm seeing loads of this, oh, what are you changing in 2020? I'm changing nothing. I'm great the way I am. Fuck off.
Here you are.
Yeah.
You have looked nothing but sensational every time I've seen you in the
Stop
past.
This.
I'm not joking. The past 20 times, I would say that you're at your physical peak.
I would disagree.
Would you?
Yes. But I'm. This is what will be the new year, new me.
Hey.
I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to say thank you. That's a really nice thing to say.
You are, honestly,
thank you very much.
The hair, the skin and the clothes.
I hope you know the same is for you. But I think you, you're now just riding off the back of your hard work last year. And now you just get to enjoy the benefits.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you and your fit bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And the hair.
Because I'm now a fit bitch enough to cut my hair
The
off.
Vinted constant styling. I think you put in, you know... The glam was last year, and now you just get to be that. This is just you now.
Oh, thank you so
which
much.
Which is pretty nice.
Because that was my New Year's resolution, not last year, but the year before. Mm. Be more glam.
Be more glam.
Just be more fucking glam,
yeah.
Which is great. But now I'm getting itchy feet again, and that I want to change my look up. And hey, I said it to you. What? I don't think you're gonna like it. I would like a copper bob.
Oh my god, come join us!
But the going back for me.
What do you mean?
I would at some point, I'm sure, want to be blonde again. And I think
can you not? Is that really hard?
I can, but I think it would be incredibly damaging to my hair. So if I'm going to cop a bob it, I'm going to cop a bob it for at least 4 years.
Oh my god, cop it or lump it or whatever the fucking phrase is. Just cop it.
Just cop. I want to cop it or cut it.
Okay.
And
hold on, cut it?
Yeah.
How Bobby are we talking?
Like
Bobby?
So, like,
Bobby Dylan?
Like Bob Dylan. Bobby Sands.
Bobby Sands? Who's Bobby Sands?
That one who went on hunger strike in prison.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't do that.
He was Irish. He was something to do with the IRA.
She is again.
I don't know if that's true. Sinn Féin? I'm just saying words.
That could be anything.
I know. I want Amelie Bob almost. Not...
Okay.
I don't want it to curl under like a Karen, but I'm,
no.
I'm thinking... I'd like a sharp copper bob like Alice Levine.
Or have you seen Working Mums?
No.
There's a very sharp copper bob in one of the mums in Working Mums. And it was my friend Lois, who's been on the podcast. That was her inspiration when she was thinking copper
really?
Bob. And she did go copper bob for a bit. Lois did. And then she
I
went
remember.
Back to blonde.
Well,
so, you know, basically gonna, just
is it Working
Mums,
her. Sorry?
Yeah, Working Mums.
I wonder if it is... Oh, Danny Kind.
I don't know what her name
okay.
is.
Hang on. This lady...
This lady.
This lady.
Yeah, her. But she is it much shorter in one of the series.
I can see in that picture there.
Could be her.
Yes. See,
could
that's exactly
yeah, that,
the
her,
shade I'm
her,
thinking.
Copper Bobbit.
But I have a lot of pink and red clothes.
I will tell you now.
Mm.
You can wear them sometimes, but you cannot wear it all the time.
Okay, yeah.
If you have pink and red clothes as a redhead, like, it's got to be like a, oh, fucking hell, I look great today. I mean, I don't want to speak for our entire race, but
you're about to.
It's not. You will never look as good in pink or red as you would in green or blue. Like, it's just a fact.
I've got it.
It's just the way it is.
Whereas I feel like at the moment, you know, pink is my vibe.
And
red
you
is
rock
my
a pink.
Thank you so much. I'm actually wearing pink right now.
Yeah, you are.
But sorry, back to your sensational physical appearance.
Oh my God, shut up.
I think I've stopped also on a... I've done long-term things like getting my lashes done and getting my nails done.
Yeah.
Day to day, I do not wear makeup and I'm in gym clothes.
Love
you,
this.
You are always together in a way that I will never be.
I cannot stress to you enough how untrue
that
is.
Perfect.
Like, that's a very nice thing to say. And to stick with my theme, I'm just going to say thank you, muchas gracias.
Absolutely, any time, my friend.
I should actually ask you, because it's the point of our podcast, how's your bum and how's your tum?
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Do you know what? I hit rock bottom over Christmas. I.
Was a new and one. We're going to end it there. Because I need to check she's okay. Off mic.
We'll do that another time. But the way in which the rock bottom manifested itself.
Okay.
Imagine the scene. I'm on the Isle of Man. I'm miserable, Les. It's 2 a.m. I go to the fridge and I eat a pavlova with my bare hands. And then I was like, this is it. We've got to run. It was actually awful.
Was there no cutlery available?
And there was. I thought my hands were quicker, which they were.
They are.
You're so smart. They are. Your fork hands. Literally two giant spades. And pavlova consistency. Your hands are the sort of perfect texture to really slice through.
Also, talk me through a pavlova. Meringue cream.
Oh, yes.
Strawberries.
Yeah. Well. It was day one. I was on the Isle of Man and my mum had left. Sorry, I don't know why it's made me laugh so much. She'd left a book, a recipe book. It wasn't Microwave Miracles. Okay. She'd left it open in the kitchen and it said,
it said, eat me.
It said, chocolate and orange pavlova.
Fucking fantastic.
So I pop next door into the living room and go, Mum, I can see you've left this open. Also, backstory, I don't like pavlova. I don't like pavlova. And this,
the plot thickens.
All I'd seen was this page, chocolate and orange pavlova. And I went there and said, oh, Mum, I can see that you've left this open. Are you thinking of making this?
Yeah.
And she goes, Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm gonna be doing that. Well, I'm not gonna be doing the chocolate and orange bit, but I was like, so you're making a plain pavlova?
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Gets to Christmas
Day. Just teased you.
And we finish eating. She goes, well, I better get the pavlova out then. And I was like, oh, I think I'm okay. And she literally looked at me like she'd been shot. And she went, what?
Eat it.
And I was like, what? She was like, you not? I've made a pavlova from scratch. Like, you're not going to have the pavlova. And I was like, well, I don't like pavlova. She basically delivered this news as if I had specifically, perhaps weeks, if not months before, asked her to make me a pavlova.
But did you not, when you saw the pavlova, and I mean, how many times have we said pavlova? It's not sounding like a word. Did you not tell her then that you don't like pavlova?
No, because she clearly decided she's going to, I didn't want to be like, oh, making pavlova, are we? Don't like it.
But like on the day, you knew you weren't going to eat it.
But the reason is because she had loads of leftover egg whites and she didn't know what to do with them. So she had to do something with these egg whites. And in her head, she was like, we'll make the pavlova.
Pavlova
face. So on Christmas Day, I said I didn't want the pavlova. And that was an issue. Fuck. And she was upset about it. And then later on in the trip, I did get to rock bottom. And I then go on to eat this pavlova with my bare hands at the fridge.
When
also directly off the pavlova bait.
When you're saying
backlit
hands,
by the light of the fridge.
Are you like grasping like hooks like a bear in the thing? Or is it like picking with your fingers?
No, it wasn't picking with my fingers.
I'm trying to help you.
The pavlova was on the pavlova plate. And imagine
Is the pavlova plate your hand?
Pavlova plate is...
Is that what you now call your palm?
Guys, I've just got eczema on my pavlova plate. Has anybody got any pavlova plate cream?
You may now place the wedding ring on his pavlova plate.
No, it was on a legitimate its own plate.
Okay.
And the sort of, it's cream, but it's not quite cream, the inside. Sure. I don't know what it is, but it's very soft. And then it's not even crispy, but it's a slightly harder meringue.
Yeah.
And I pulled out my mum's fridge is like close to the ground. It's like it's like a cupboard that's on the lower level.
Yeah.
I sat on the kitchen floor. I opened the lower fridge. I pulled the plate out. I balanced the plate off one other pavlova plate off my hand.
It's a skill in itself. Like Cirque du Soleil over here.
I literally used the other hand as a slice and ate it. And it's quite crumbly. And I was stuffing my face. It was awful. I actually don't know what was going through my head.
The last time you had eaten before then? I'm not shaming you.
Oh God, but not, I am. Like not long before. It wasn't like I was starving.
Yeah, you hadn't not eaten.
No, I'd had dinner and stuff. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no reason for it other than sheer sadness and boredom.
Would you do it again?
I can't say for definite I wouldn't. I don't aim to do it again. Okay. I didn't enjoy it. Not least because obviously it wasn't the orange and chocolate bubbly. It's just a bubbly. For fuck's sake. Like if it had been chocolate and orange, I guarantee you would have used a fork because you would have given it the respect it deserved. But this
was not worthy of cutting.
No, sorry, if you're listening, but it wasn't. Yeah, so anyway.
And so how did this impact your bum and your tum? And your sense of self and shame?
Well, got back to London.
Immediately booked yourself in some therapy.
Fucking therapy. Got that on Monday with Claire. And, well, we got on the scales for the first time.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't. No, awful. Fuck the scales. No.
So I've just thrown those out.
Been the scales?
I have. I've thrown them out.
Fuck that.
I know. It was good. Bad. It was a real rude awakening.
No.
And then I was like, "That. Do you know what that is? That's the Pavlova." And then I went to the gym.
That's the 90s. Is that what that is?
That's the 90s.
That's fucking 90s.
It's the fucking 90s. And along with my Coronation Street musical mug.
Yes.
And I was running in the gym. No, I wasn't running. I was exercising in the gym. And I started sweating. And I swear.
Oh my God.
Down.
Oh my God.
I smelt Pavlova. I swear to you, I don't know if it's like
I didn't want
to
say anything when I hugged you when you walked through the door, but your new creamy scent is sensational.
I've always been creamy and now it's smelling that way too.
Pavlova, eau de Pavlova,
eau de Pavlov. I'm like literally like a Pavlov's
dog. Pavlova
Pavlova. So yeah, anyway, so that the impact basically, fortunately, the poos have been normal, but the stomach is, I would say it's bulging. I can't fit into my jeans. It's all fine. There's no shame.
Mate, it's Christmas.
But there's been a cause and effect.
Fine.
And that's all there is
and
to
say. And that's just life, isn't it?
Claudia, how's your bum and tum? Because I have been teased privately about what's happened for you over the year.
Okay, so my bum and tum, they did get to a point where I think it was like, I don't know, the 28th. Mm-hmm. And I,
so you're in the wasteland then.
Yeah, like what's it called, Twixtmas.
Yeah, betwixt.
And I remember just saying I really don't want to drink anymore, like please, I really can't drink anymore.
Tears, crying,
like honestly. And then Rich's auntie was like, oh, but we're going to a party tonight, and they live in this like village in Suffolk and their mates are so fun and I love them, and she was like, please come. And I was like, yeah, all right. So we went to the fucking party. At one point, Rich's auntie came over and was like, do you want a top up? She had wine. I was like, no, I've got a half glass of Prosecco. And she went, never mind. And poured wine. So I was drinking half.
In the same glass?
Yes. And this is the 28th. It was fucking nuts.
28th as well. That should be a down day.
I was smoking. I've like completely. Like, smoking. 2 days ago, I had no voice.
You
like,
do sound quite husky, actually.
Mate, this is the best I've sounded in a good while. I have been drunk since the 22nd of December.
Baby, you're Kate Moss in 1999.
I'll be honest, it's been fantastic.
Of course.
I've had a great time.
Look, I can't say it enough.
I will say, I keep going to say, oh, fuck off, but I'm just going to say thank you. Merci. Gracias. Merci beaucoup, Pavlova. But.
Someone's been on Duolingo.
Right. I actually have. Yeah, 155 days.
Wait, you haven't broken your streak?
No,
you did it every day over Christmas?
Yeah, 155 days.
Sorry, this isn't relevant, but I'm just thrilled
for
you.
It is relevant because I'm great. But
because I'm great.
I'm smashing it. But just like you smashed that. So it gets New Year's Eve is coming up. And I mean, you know, we were talking about people not planning stuff earlier. I don't plan shit. I will hold my hands out. I'm a bad planner.
She's okay.
I'm a bad planner. And they... We said we were going to do something for our 1 year wedding anniversary, and then we didn't because we're shit. And then
we don't love each other
because we just don't really like each other. And you know what is a marriage? And
something that will end.
That will be crushed amongst like the pamphlet. Anyway, so we then sat around the table with Rich's family. I said, like, do you know anywhere that does like a nice like dinner? We'll go for a nice dinner. I was like, we need to do something.
Yeah.
And then we got really pissed that night again.
So we're now on the 31st.
We're on the 30th. No, sorry, we're on 29th. We're now 29th. On the 29th. So now I've gone from begging not to drink. And we're now
pissed.
We
again.
Are hammered.
And you also, sorry. So there are no plans for the 31st.
No plans.
You're
still
doing.
No.
Fine.
Nope. Okay. And we kind of said we were potentially going to go to a mate's like house party. But we were like, oh, we should do that. Anyway, mm-hmm. Not really any plans, which is really rude. We would have gone. Anyway,
great.
I, before Christmas, bought the Traitors card game on Amazon. Listeners, if anyone's listening, Buy the fucking game. It's so good.
Is it?
Do you know what I am going to plan? Girls, you're coming round.
Traitors. And we're going to play Traitors. Fucking yes.
It is. Honestly, I think I have played 25 games in 2 weeks.
Oh, mate, can we do that?
It's so... You would fucking love it. It is so fun. And both...
That's like our degree, basically, playing that game.
I mean, it's the skills that we want to display.
Yeah, definitely.
There were two nights where we were playing it till 3 o'clock in the morning, once with my family, once with Richard's family. Anyway, one night we were playing Traitors on the 29th. And we're all... Me and Rich's mum and his stepdad and his auntie, his uncle and his cousins were all like, we're going to go to Prague. That's what we're going to do on New Year's Eve. We had the flights up. We were so close. What? We were like, we're fucking going to Prague. We're like, mental. We're going to book the flights the next day. And we were all going, we're young. We're free. There's nothing stopping us from going to Prague. For New Year's Eve, we're going to do it. And we wake up the next morning. Rich's auntie's looking at me going, I don't think we can go to Prague. I've got no one to look after the dog. I don't know what the fuck we're thinking. But she was like, but it did make me think. I've got this this friend who has this tree house and she's going to put it up on Canopy and Stars and she needs guinea pigs to try it. Do you reckon you and Richard want to do that for New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, fucking please. Message her friend. Yeah, £60. Is that all right with them? So we then arrive on New Year's Eve to this stunning tree house. This house in the trees that looks over this, like...
Listeners, in case you weren't aware, what a
Casa delle Trees. Like, that looks over this, like, beautiful fields, this lake. It's incredible.
Oh, my God.
And that's now how we're spending our wedding anniversary. I'm basically close to tears. I'm so broken at this point.
You've got pictures of this.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
Great.
I'll put it on fucking social media.
You haven't put it on the gram because I haven't seen it.
I have. I put it on the gram. What were you doing?
I actually took myself off Instagram for 2 days. I was stressed out.
Well, it's a very good idea. But I did. I'll put it on the... And we're sat in this beautiful cabin, treehouse, sorry. And this is a tale of two halves. Because before midnight, well, before like 2 a.m., I'm honestly having the most magical life. Like, sat, Rich is making this gorgeous...
Before 2 a.m., that's pretty decent.
We're having an amazing time. Sat playing cards. They gave us a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
I've got Ella Fitzgerald playing in the background. Sat, reading my book. Rich makes me sausage pasta.
Ooh.
I am a soppy git, and I did read out our wedding ceremony.
That's lovely.
Which was really nice.
That's really lovely.
And it was all just so nice. Yeah. And then at midnight, we could hear these fireworks. We go out onto the little thing above the treehouse. We can see the fireworks. We're sitting in our treehouse watching this. I'm just like, this is fucking... I literally kept going to him. We're blessed. Like, we are actually blessed. We're Brian Blessed.
You're fucking Brian Blessed. They've got you some champagne. It sounds, if anything, they might have made a loss on having you there.
Right? And just like Brian Blessed, these things must come to an end.
He's still alive, isn't he?
I thought he was dead.
Oh, that joke's fucked.
Didn't Brian Blessed die?
Hey, Siri. Do you have Siri?
Not on command.
Hey, Siri.
Does Siri work on your phone?
It normally does. Hang on. Brian Blessed. I just need to know he's all right. No, he's fine, babe. He's still alive. Okay,
Who died? Anyway, like Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
He was very much alive. I imagine once he chat himself. So let's go with that.
Yeah.
Rich wakes me up in the middle of the night. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, I'm not feeling very well. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Can I do anything for you? And he's like, no. I'm just going to go to the toilet. So in this treehouse, and I will put this on the gram, you have to leave. There's two little cabins up in the trees. So you walk out and you go across this beautifully fairy lit little gangway. And into this really nice tiny little bathroom. And this toilet is interesting to me. I have never seen one like this before.
Okay.
So when you sit down, it opens up an extra cabin inside the toilet.
What are you saying?
Yes. So there's two parts of the toilet. So like kind of bending, like, you know, kind of leaning towards the front of the toilet is like a bowl that collects your wee. And at the back is covered. It's like, it looks like a little door, like a freaking Bilbo Baggins like door to his home kind of thing. And when you sit on the toilet, the pressure of that releases the door. And underneath is where all your poop goes.
Wow.
But the key to this is that nothing is being flushed.
Right. Okay.
So it gets covered again when you stand up.
Yep.
But it's not being flushed.
Yeah.
It will still be there.
Okay.
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 So Rich goes to the toilet.
How does it get emptied? Sorry.
Well, I'm guessing the poor people who I only paid £60 to stay in this magical treehouse, I'm guessing they...
No, surely no.
I'm guessing they get it out.
That's not worth it.
Well, I want to tell you what happened next. So, Yeah, he wakes me up at 2 o'clock. He says, not feeling very well. I go back to sleep. I hear the door to the treehouse go again. And I go, you all right, baby, okay? And he went, no, I've just been vomiting and had really bad diarrhea for 2.5 hours. It's now nearly 5 a.m.
Sorry, in the non-flushing toilet?
In the non-
So off the back of your-
Flushing toilet. The sink is now entirely filled with vomit.
Oh, my God.
And that little cubby hole is now entirely filled with his diarrhea.
I'm gonna be sick, sorry.
And I'm like, oh my God, can I, like, what can I do? And he's like, nothing. Oh, it's fine. And it goes again. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my
God. Surely at this stage you just be sick outside.
Well, it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
He's very cold, like, you know, when you're like shivering and he's still shitting. So he has to go back to the little, to the little hobbit hole.
That sounds like the worst nightmare of places to be when you're like that.
Just horrific. Yeah. Like just awful.
Awful.
So I then, like, he's now sat on the toilet and he's got a little blanket over him and he's shivering so much and there is so much, like, vomit in the sink and the sink is right next to the toilet and he's in this tiny room. Luckily the room is heated, but he's still shivering.
I don't even know if I'd want that to be heated.
No. And I said, babe, do you want to just come back? And he was like, but I'm going to be sick. And I was like, just have a saucepan and just come sick. Just come back. It is fine.
Yeah.
So he now comes back in.
And he stopped shitting at this point.
He stopped shitting.
Great.
But he's sat in the armchair and he's just vomiting. And I'm just sat about a meter away from just him in my little cozy bed. Just like, what caused that? So.
Oh, not the sausage.
24
pasta.
Hours before, we'd all gone out for oysters.
Oh, no.
And, like, notoriously, oysters, it takes 24 hours. If you are going to have a bad reaction.
I know it's really bad because I know broadly they're fine, but that's why I think I wouldn't.
Just don't do it. I had, like, diarrhea and vomiting for 3 days last time I had oil. I didn't have them. Mm. And everybody else was fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said that one.
But, I mean, God love him to death. He was like, this is the third time this has happened.
Are you fucking off oysters?
Yeah.
Well, he needs to stop.
What a bellend. Yeah. Like, what a twat.
I feel less sorry for him.
I feel like, well, the person you should feel sorry for is also me. Because...
Yeah, I do feel sorry for you.
Well, guess who cleaned up sick?
Obviously you.
It was obviously me. Do you know what I did? I put on Tom Jones' She's a Lady.
To get through it.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I like to flaunt. And I was just like...
You're like, yeah, I am.
I'm a fucking queen. And
I'm clean and you're sick. And this is what 1 year of marriage should be.
I'm an amazing wife.
Yeah.
So I had a little cup. And I...
Oh, no. I actually don't...
I was scooping it out. Oh, throwing it out. And then, oh my God.
It's like you're bailing him out of a fucking sick.
It was horrible, but I couldn't let him do it. You can't do it when you be the one that's been sick. And that was my New Year's Eve. That was my New Year's Day.
And that was also your 1 year of marriage.
1 year. Happy 1 year, sweetie. It's supposed to, do you know what? The 1 year anniversary present is supposed to be paper. And if I could tell you how much toilet paper I use cleaning up that fucking sink.
There you go.
So he did give me
you the gift of paper. Did you get each other a paper gift?
No.
Do you not?
No.
You just set that off? No.
We didn't really give each other gifts on our anniversary. We're each other's gift.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, right. Your presence is a present.
Also, both our anniversaries are right by Christmas. His birthday's in January. It's yours, like, there's too much fucking...
Too much.
Like,
yeah, no,
love
it.
You.
Move on. That's enough.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds awful, but obviously cleaning up the sick sounds diabolical. However, I'm relieved it's not you. It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. My bum and tum are significantly bigger than the last time we recorded this. Like, you know, I'm not well. But... I did order probiotics today. I'm going to start the journey and I'm doing Veganuary because,
oh my God,
shout out. I watched You Are What You Eat, the Tim Spector Netflix.
Yeah.
Fucking fascinating. Potentially has changed my life. I genuinely,
really?
Meat is a treat and that is what I will be doing from now on.
That's great.
I'm at least going to try.
Okay.
I reckon the vegetarian thing I can do. The vegan thing, I did eat a chocolate orange today. However, but
it's literally my decisions. 6th of
the
January.
Thing is, though, it's because it was already in my fridge. Every meal I have made or anything I have bought since I made the decision is vegan. There are 3 chocolate oranges in my fridge.
What do you fuck? Do you want?
Well, I'm sorry. What the fuck do you want me to
throw
do with
them
that?
Away.
Not
wait
gonna
a
do
month.
It. Not going to
do it. Pathetic behavior. So also that's already here, isn't it?
It's already here. Cow's already been milked.
Cows will be milked. I did Veganuary once about 7 years ago,
did
and
you?
Never again.
All right. Well,
but only because I can't eat gluten. And it just makes
things fucking hard.
Really difficult, yeah. Actually, well, for me personally.
The reason I also wanted to do this is because my relationship with food has really took a turn last year. There's lots of foods now that scare me because of how badly I've reacted to them. And I'm taking it back. I'm taking back the ownership. So I've been really scared of mushrooms for a while because I've been quite ill a few times. Well, the other night, my darling husband was like, oh, you know what we're going to make tonight? We're going to make this like miso mushroom thing. He's doing it with me because I told him he had to. Like, good. I just told him that's what we were doing. And I was like, you don't remember
the bad experience
I've had with this? And he was like, do you know what I'm going to do? So he grilled them to such extent that basically all like the moisture came out of them. So they were like really thin and crispy. It's fucking delicious. And I was just like, don't do this to yourself, Claudia. Do not get yourself stressed out. Just put it in your mouth and enjoy it and think just put it in your mouth
and get on with it
and do what you need to do.
That was my New Year's. I've got actually a separate quick story I'll tell you.
No, go on. It's just mushrooms.
Basically, just on Christmas Day, we're having brunch, and I've got a 8-month-old nephew.
Yeah.
And his mum was like, at the table, surrounded by all of my family, including my father, and she was like, "Oh well," and her baby was like eating a bit of toast or trying a bit of toast, which he couldn't chew yet, and she was like, "Oh, he just sucks everything." I was like, "Story of my life," and in front of my father, and he was like, "Do not say that in front of."
I thought it was funny. It's just facts.
Anything that comes my way, I'll go put it in your mouth and get on with it. Exactly as you do.
Sorry, so and I've been the better for it.
And have you enjoyed the shrooms?
It was great. I had no bad reaction to it. And there I'm not saying like I've solved IBS, but I think there is something to say for being like, no more.
I'm not gonna,
more. I need to start taking some. I need to stop being scared of food.
That's really good. And
but that's what I've done.
I do think the psychology is a big part of
massively
it, but it's very difficult to go, well, just don't get stressed out about this. It's like, well, that's really hard.
And it's a lot easier because Rich is so good at cooking. He make it and it was delicious. And I know I couldn't have done that. So I know that was a plus about it, but it was great.
I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, mate.
Oh,
we've gone on a tangent. I think the way we wrap this up is
things in your mouth and new than you.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
If you've got IBS, maybe just think about it. Maybe just think about, like, what foods am I really not... Have I had one bad experience one time?
And I think pick one and just be like, okay, let's do this.
Today we're trying raspberries, and like, if I shit myself, I shit myself.
And I also knew I had no plans the next day. So I was like, if this happens, I had Busca Man on hand. I was ready to roll, and I feel really good for it. So I think if you can, try and do something, and make it a meal that is yummy. Don't just do it and be put it with some spinach and hope for the best.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I think the Rich's next challenge is not to tell you and hide something in a dish.
Yes.
A poisoning affair.
Yes. Yeah, he needs to poison.
Have you seen the post office drama?
No, Mr. Bates and the post office.
Everybody, go watch it.
Oh.
Nothing to do with bums and tums.
No, but it's good to have a recommendation. My recommendation would also be, if you have Apple TV, Bad Sisters.
Oh, God, I love it so much.
So fucking good. Watching it when I was eating the mushrooms. I think that also helped because I was just having such a good time.
You know Becca?
Becca, yeah, the younger sister.
Bono's daughter.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She's well good.
She's great, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Houston, I want to say her name is. She's Bono's daughter.
She was fantastic. Anything Sharon Horgan touches just turns to gold.
Turns me on. Oh, right, man. Well, we'll see you next week for, I'm going to say, either just the pair of us or an interview. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I reckon it's probably going to be a just the pair of us.
Me too.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to listen anyway.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey.